Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold. Joining me, as he always does, once a month here on The Rock 98.5 from City Hall, it is Mayor Mitch Hipsley, City of Yorkton. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Good morning, Jordan. Good morning, Yorkton. Good morning to all of our neighbors out there. It is a beautiful day today.
Certainly is. Well, got lots to chat about with you today. And obviously, since the last time we chatted, something just got more people engaged, I think, in the city in recent memory than, well, anything for that matter. And that's the situation as it pertains to the Yorkton Public Library. For starters, I just want you to take us back to the very beginning. A lot of this all started in terms of some space becoming available at the Gallagher Center here in Yorkton when a physiotherapy clinic moved out to a new location, creating this space at the Gallagher Center, if you will. Why don't you take it from there?
Thank you very much for bringing that up, Jordan, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. Yeah, present city council knew of this 2 years ago when we were given a full year plus notice that the physiotherapy would be moving to a new location. So, of course, we had this space and we go, what do we do with that? So we gave our administration direction to say, well, let's investigate what could be done with this. And if we even backpedal even 10 years prior to that, when the Gallagher Center was being completely renovated and upgraded and so on, that was in the plans to move the library back then. So this is not new information at all. I guess people forget, and that's understandable. Lots to remember these days. But anyways, that was the aim back then. But as we all know, the budgets kind of ran depleted, and they said, well, no, we're not going to move it now. We'll just leave it alone as is. So this talk has been going on for a long time. However, council decided, well, let's find out what this is involved. So with that, things kept progressing, and I never even put a for sale sign on the building because we weren't ready to decide. And then all of a sudden we had someone come and say, I hear that you're looking at the Gallagher Center. We might be interested in buying this building. So we said, oh. So an offer was presented, and city council said, well, we will put public notice of the $1.5 million. Do you agree with this? It's a public building. Do you disagree? Maybe someone else would come to the table and say, I'll give you 1.6, or whatever the case may be. However, that's how the public notice went out. While we were doing that, of course, we started making plans because it was all of a sudden, wow, we got to have plan B ready to go. And that's what we started doing. And it is interesting because, you know, we always, on every project, want the public engaged for the users to find out what could the next whatever it is look like. Where should we improve? What do we need? What don't we need? Times are always changing, blah, blah, blah. So that's how that all came to be. And because it engaged a land deal, under the Cities Act, provincially, you cannot go... you have to go in camera, which is actually an irony because it means you go behind closed doors to discuss, yep, to protect all the innocent parties. So that's what happened. It was all put under one motion, so to speak, which is the big question here. So here we are. You know, I mean, we should have gotten more information, and that's where now council's basically trying to gather more information at this juncture and say, what can we do now? What's the new library going to look like? Where is it going to go? And so on and so forth. So I know right now it looks like we've got a building sold, apparently, with the motion on the floor. And we always understood that we could always change anything. So, yeah, it puts us in a very uncompromising position, and we're working very hard on trying to make things right here.
This is where I know it gets a bit confusing for the public in terms of, like, the deal is done. When terms like that get thrown around, or, well, hold on a second, there's still decisions to be made in this regard. I guess as it pertains to that decision that was made in camera, I believe it was back in April, in terms of what would it be to agree to sell, I guess, the existing Yorkton Public Library building. Is that the only thing that was decided at that in-camera session?
The idea was to move everything to the Gallagher Center, thinking that it was going to be the right space. And upon further investigation, and this was the real eye-opener, and I commend everyone in the city of Yorkton, because this is democracy in the sense that everyone has a voice and they can speak. They're the taxpayers. They're the ones who are actually paying the bills. And they came to regular council meeting and voiced their opposition. It was a huge eye-opener for all of council to realize that basically we hadn't done enough investigation on this whole matter, and now we were listening to the user groups. And of course, we want everyone to be happy, everyone to win here, but that's almost impossible, as we find out. So with that, that's kind of puts us in a very uncompromising position. We understood, as by our ability, that council has the ability to amend or rescind or whatever any motion that's on the floor. So we started looking for other answers here, you know, and it's a difficult situation that we're in. But wow, to find out how many people use the library, and the library is a community living room. I mean, not everyone uses it, but the people who do use it, it's a statement on what the city is made of, its integrity, its strength, its comfort, its safety, all that. So it's many, many things, and this is a different entity. Take all the other buildings that have ever been built and other the amenities. This is a special one, a very, very special one, and it's almost the pulse or the heartbeat of Yorkton.
For sure. I guess, too, when it comes to this sort of thing, just in terms of just the many different voices that seem to be coming from City Hall. We have had, you know, certain councillors saying certain things. We've had then different members within City Hall and employees, from Director of Finance to the City Manager, saying some things as well. And then here we're getting your take. And it still doesn't seem like there's a united voice in terms of where we're at. And it's I believe it's just causing some of the confusion a bit more. Is that fair to say?
Fair to say, very much so, and I certainly understand where this is all coming from. I mean, we've got really three different voices coming out, and right now, presently, I have not signed an offer to purchase. However, we do have a legal binding contract, so it hasn't been signed, so there hasn't been, any misleading, although I can't blame anyone for not thinking that there was, but that's kind of where we're at. It's just... it's all been said, but we're working on some ideas. Let's just put it that way. I can't disclose any more than what I've told you now on that one. So.
Okay. Now, in terms of something that is going to be voted on at the next council meeting, what exactly is that decision that is being considered for this next council meeting that is coming up, and as it pertains to this whole situation?
Well, again, council's going to have discussion, and questions are going to be asked as to what happened, and get some more information at that point. But there'll be a lot of discussions on the city, like how did we get here, basically, because things like this should not have happened, period. And I know, and I believe 100% that council wouldn't have formidably planned to lie to the public at all. It was not that at all. We just made some poor homework making decisions, in my opinion, and we're going to do our best to fix it.
Okay, we'll stay in, contact with, of course, yourself, City Hall, to try and stay informed with a lot of this, because I think whether people agree with the decision to go to the Gallagher Center or to a new location, people will have their opinions whether or not, good idea, bad idea, but I think definitely more broader than all of this was just the underwhelming frustration that, regardless of what the issue at hand was, just what seems to be just, again, a frustration in terms of whose voice are we getting the actual truth from. It seems to be the most frustrating thing.
Sure.
For all city residents, for that matter, and any observers, for that matter, in terms of what is taking place. So again, as you've alluded to, process still very much unfolding. Council meetings obviously going to be followed quite closely as people try to keep their minds focused on in terms of where things are at with this particular project. So
we do put the library on a very, very high priority. So for everyone who's listening right now, make no mistake about it. We understand more than ever how important the library is. We always did, but we're listening.
Okay, so process still unfolding as it pertains to the Yorkton Public Library. That next council meeting, I do believe, is next week, correct?
This coming Monday, actually, at 5 p.m.
Okay, so again, residents can stay in tune with what's going on in that regard there. Will there be any further opportunity in terms of public input or of concern as it pertains to this project? Or, again, that was a lot tied to the last meeting that happened.
It was. And so we are going, of course, everyone's welcome to attend and listen, but there will be no speaking to this. So,
okay. Again, Mayor Mitch Hipsley today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We do have a list of other items that we want to get to today to talk about just in terms of an update for the city of Yorkton. We will take an opportunity to take a pause in our program, and we'll be back with Mayor Mitch Hipsley on All You Ever Wanted to Know.